friends. Welcome to our lifestyle podcast, Friends with a Twist. I'm Kenzie. I'm exploring this ethically non-monogamous lifestyle with my husband, Gary.
I'm Madison, and I've been having swinging fun with my husband, Barry, for 10 plus years.
We are best friends, but we also have a twist.
We like finding friends who are sexually confident and free, just like us.
Join us as we discuss and share stories, tips, and husbands.
This podcast will contain sexually explicit material. If you are under 18, we are not the friends for you. Find a new podcast.
Welcome, friends, to episode 59 of Friends with a Twist, the first episode of 2025. So we hope that your new year is off to a wonderful start. But I will give you fair warning, we are still the same Kenzie and Madison, the same Friends with a Twist, making the same grammatical errors as we always have. Nothing has changed. So if that's going to bother you, please find a new podcast. If you give no fucks like we do, please keep listening and enjoy the shit show you're about to encounter with us. Madison, how are you?
That was amazing. Thank you. I'm doing well.
Well done. Yes. So sometimes we get messages that are very well intentioned, but it's just not going to change our behavior.
No, we get critiqued sometimes about the way we speak, saying she and I, her and I, whatever. We say words too many times. We're just talking. Yeah. This is just a normal conversation. I'm sorry. I promise we're not going to write a paper first off of like everything we're saying. So sorry if it bothers you. Stop listening. It's okay. We still appreciate you for trying. But if you really don't care and you just want to hear some funny shit talking and fun conversations, sexy stories, keep listening. We're your gals.
Then we're the bitches for you. Yes. So thank you for joining us in 2025. If you are a longtime listener, we're glad to have you with us. If this is your first foray into Friends with a Twist, welcome to the party. It's going to be a good time, so hang on, hold your hats.
Yes, going to be a good episode. So just to give you an outline of what to expect for episode 59, of course, we'll get the party started, sharing what's new with us and what we maybe have planned in the future for our chick chat segment. Then we'll jump into life and the lifestyle. This episode, we're going to share some ideas we have about how being in the lifestyle can help to keep you healthy. And that's kind of the idea came about because of New Year's resolutions, mm-hmm. and it's the New Year's episode, so it all makes sense. And then lastly, we will hear a sexy FFFM story from Kenzie for our Go in Deep segment.
Lots of ladies.
Oh, wow. It sounds super hot. Tease us, Kenzie. Give us something to let people keep listening.
Keep them hanging on here.
Give us something.
Yeah, this story includes a female-female couple that I have talked about before and a strip club. That's all I'm giving you for a night now.
Ooh, it's just enough. Just the tip. Thank you for that. Cannot wait to hear more. And I have to mention, or we have to mention, a special Valentine's Day special from one of our podcast partners. I just want to talk about Shivers and Love Your. It's two different companies, but same umbrella. So our Shivers partners, they are offering, starting now until the weekend after Valentine's Day, a special for our FWAT listeners. If you use coupon code FWATLOVE, you will get 20% off any bottle products from either the Shivers or Love Your lines. So just note, this code can only be used once, and afterward, you can go back to switching to the regular FWAT code for 10% off your orders.
Woo-hoo.
Pretty cool. I'm about to get me a bottle of libido.
Seriously. Highly recommend. We have talked about Shivers and Love Your before. We are huge fans. We are not just saying that because there's a discount code involved. Madison and I both legitimately use the product and enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And you'll hear about it in my story in this episode.
And it's not always just the sexual products. The Love Your line does have Hustle and Slumber.
Yeah.
Love Hustle helps me not have that afternoon slump. I'm not even lying. That keeps me on a nice energetic, not high, but like going through all day, going through the day, and then slumber does help me sleep better. So a couple of different options if you'd like to give it a try.
Absolutely. And another quick shout out, one of our other partners, links on our website, but we also have worked with the Game of Lifestyle. So if you need a little icebreaker for your next kind of swinger party or event, it's a great way to just kind of get the crowd going, get people kind of introduced to each other. There are different types of cards. It's a card game. So you can kind of go from, you know, mild to a little more spicy depending on the group that you're with. But again, another product that we use and enjoy and want to share with you. So all of this is on our website, friendswithatwist.com. Check it out and support our partners.
Hell yes. All right, let's take a quick break and come back for our, do we take a break or no? Every time it's different. Fine, we're not taking any breaks. Let's move on. All right, let's go to our chit chat.
We're doing it.
I need to get in the zone. Cheers.
Auto zone.
Woo! Cheers. Yum. All right. So we had a fun New Year's getaway to North Carolina, which Indeed. We are going to recap a little bit in this segment. But so let's just share a little bit about what we've been doing besides that or after the New Year. I feel like you always have a lot of notes, so I'm just going to start off with the little bit that I have. But for what it's worth, Barry did surprise me while we were away for New Year's Eve, and we had sex every night on that little mini getaway, but he had a different toy each night I was surprised to see. Aww. Whip those out of nowhere. Cock rings with...
Oh.
I'm trying to even picture them in my mind right now. One definitely had a part connected to it, so it was clitoral stimulation.
Oh,
which was
fun.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Especially if he wore it and he was lying on his back and I was on top.
Oh.
Is that okay. Cow? Whatever
I
position
guess cowgirl
is.
Cowgirl, we're calling cowgirl. That. Yes, got it.
That position it worked wonderfully for.
Mm.
So yeah, the clitoral one was amazing. It had a cute little rose in that area that stimulated. And then the other toy, it was a cock ring again, but it had a piece connected, so it went inside me at the same time as Barry's cock.
Oh,
and
my.
It was just extra vibrating. They vibrated stimulation.
Oh.
So very pleasurable, very unexpected, but it was nice of him to think of bringing something new, fun to the bedroom.
Oh, nice. Little extra post-Christmas celebration. I love
it.
Nice.
A little more connection time. So it was well worth skipping my period for again. The things us ladies have to go through, but we make it happen.
Yeah.
So that was a good time, something fun and new. It's good to spice it up here and there.
Yeah.
But I know we have a couple things that kind of overlap, but let me have you take it away with some of your notes and I'll chime in where applicable.
Okay. So I guess kind of maybe two things, but I bet I'm going to talk way too long about. So one thing is that January is my birthday month.
Yay. Happy birthday.
So thanks. So this year I decided to, I don't know, I guess I hosted, for lack of a better word, like a pole dance kind of like class / party for several of my closest lifestyle girlfriends, one of whom, of course, was Madison. So yeah, I've been taking pole dance classes pole fitness. I guess there's like a whole controversy. I think when I actually stopped to think about it, I might be pushing 2 years now, which just seems crazy to me. So I don't know. I got to fact check that. But at any rate, I've been at it a hot second. And this year I said, like, let me just get some people together. I think it'll be fun. There was some kind of like pole stuff. We learned a little chair dance routine. There was snacks and wine. And I think everybody had a nice time. So that was super fun, at least for me. I think most of the ladies involved had a good time as well. I don't know that everyone is going to run out and like join their closest pole studio, which is totally fine. But I hope it was at least kind of a fun environment for everybody to kind of check that out and kind of get a taste of it. Because, I mean, it's not easy, you know, like, I mean, it's fucking all new words and terminology and like learning how to move your body in these weird shapes and do new shit. So
yeah, no, obviously props to you because it is very hard. Obviously you've learned a lot and you're very strong and skillful, and it was maybe hard for some of us. It was very much out of our comfort zone, very new and very challenging, and it's frustrating at first when you can't do things, but I didn't hate it that much because I am going back for classes and trying a beginner's level course on my own anyway.
Hey.
So good times. It's fun. It's challenging, but it's Probably not going to practice and get a pole in my house like you, but maybe at a random lifestyle club, I can use a skill here and there.
There you go.
That was a good time. It was fun and different.
Yeah, I thought it was fun. And then to continue the fun, that same day, we then sort of included all the parts of the lifestyle couples and kind of got everybody together at our favorite little local club that you've heard us talk about. And I dare say we had a really good time. Mm-hmm. I mean, I did. LJ, I guess I should just speak for myself. I think everybody else did from what I heard. But anyway, it's definitely the kind of place where having people you know there, I think, enhances the experience.
Oh, my God, yes.
So we just kind of, like, took over our own little corner. And, like, I don't know if we were being a pain in the ass to anybody. Like, we didn't really mean to. But we were just having fun, getting caught up, chatting with each other, dancing, different stuff like that. And the one fun story I will share, because I think you and Barry might have missed it. It was definitely later in the evening, I think kind of close to the end of the night. So certainly, I think for the most part, everyone is feeling pretty good by now in the evening. And they have some like high top tables at this establishment with a couple, I don't know, almost like kind of bar stool chairs, if you will, kind of just to give you the visual. So Gary is sitting in a chair and one of our very beautiful, sweet friends was kind of leaning against him. So like her back is to his chest. She's standing, he's sitting in the chair. So, okay, fine, no big deal. Then one of our other very lovely, beautiful, wonderful friends comes over and starts fingering the female who was standing with her back against Gary. Very passionately, very aggressively, dare I say, as a bystander watching this happen. And I guess maybe what's a little haha funny about all this. So, like, as Gary's spouse, I'm over on the dance floor. The woman getting fingered, her spouse is over on the dance floor with me. And then the woman doing the fingering, her partner is on the dance floor. So, like, it just kind of worked out that it was, like, three couples, like, kind of evenly split. So the three of us that are dancing on the dance floor look over and see this aggressive finger banging happening. We're like, oh, wow, good for them. That all looks fun. And then in the next fucking instant, there's like red boots in the air as they all topple backwards and land on Gary because there was just too much force to withstand.
Oh, my God.
So, I don't know. I'm probably not doing it justice. I know it's probably one of those like, oh, you had to be there kind of things. But it was just, I don't know, comical, for lack of a better word, because we were like over dancing, doing our thing, like, oh, look at them, good for them over there. And then like in the next instant, like that chair just went down backwards. So Gary's on his back now.
Oh,
and
God.
The two ladies like have fallen on top of him. He had a little bruise about it.
Did anybody get hurt? Jesus.
No serious injuries. I know Gary at least had a bruise. He was like milking for a couple days around me anyway. Like, oh, look at my bruise. I was like, oh yeah, boo-hoo. You had two hot ladies fall on top of you. You're going to be okay. So just a fun, I hope, example of the shenanigans that we sometimes get up to at these different clubs and events.
Oh my God.
When left to our own devices. So watch out if you party with us. So Madison, you were there that night. Did you and Barry have a good time? I know you had like lots of stuff going on that weekend anyway, so I appreciate you even being there, but did you guys have a good time? What'd
you
think?
Yeah, I mean, I guess we missed half the fun, but we had a great time while we were there. I think we saw part one of the fingering. I remember I was eating a slice of pizza, and those females were going at it, and I just looked over like, oh, cool, I'm starving right now, though, so I'm going to just have this and watch, but no, it was
wrong
fun.
With that.
Dancing a little bit. The whipped cream came out.
Oh, yeah.
People were licking whipped cream, the alcohol-infused whipped cream off of titties. Male, females, all of it.
All of it, yeah.
So that was a fun time.
Yeah.
We had a little champagne, and we made it like a VIP thing
yes,
for you.
Thank
and
you.
It was a good time. I feel like maybe for those who were not there with us, they thought we were annoying because we were all just loud and in our own thing. But I don't know. I think we were a fun group getting people dancing. We were all doing the wobble and another single guy that a few of you have played with was there, and he was like the life of the party too. It was a really good crowd. It was a fun night. So thank you for that.
Oh, good. Great. Yay. All right. So my one other thing to talk about, fresh, hot off the press, because it just happened a few hours ago as of this recording, is that after what feels like forever of talking about it and thinking about it, I went and got my nipples pierced today.
Like, what the fuck? You've never mentioned this. What?
Really? I feel like I've talked about her all the damn time. I should get my nipples pierced.
Never.
I guess just to Gary then.
Maybe to other people. No, we're not that close anymore. God. Oh, no. Wow. So, how do you feel?
I feel nice now. It's definitely, there's some pain involved in the piercing, as obviously I expected. But then that first maybe hour-ish after I got it done, I was really sort of questioning my life decisions.
Oh, you'll be fine.
But now maybe it's the fireball and the good company. I don't know. I feel pretty good right now. So more to come.
So show me.
Right now?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
I don't know if I can even get them out.
I don't care.
Oh, shit. Oh, hang on, friends.
I haven't seen them yet. I mean, right before this, you mentioned it, but oh, my God. Oh, my God. Here we go. Shake it out. Shake it out. Ah! Oh, my gosh. Look at those barbells. They look amazing. Yay. I'm never doing that, but good for you.
So, yeah, it's just two little barbells right now. It's like my training wheels. I have to keep these in for 8 to 12 weeks, and then I guess I can do whatever I want with jewelry.
That's exciting.
I can't have a mouth on them for 4 weeks, so shit. Gary's a little upset about that. So I might have to find him some alternate nipples.
I offered mine already, and Barry's.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's a good deal all around. So yeah, so that's my other thing. But anyway, more to come. Maybe next episode I will have had them for more than 3 hours and can tell you kind of how it's going and what's going on.
Oh my God, we're going to get 10,000 messages about photos on our social media now.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Yeah, and there's no good way to do
it. Be ready.
So no, you're not getting a photo. But anyway, so let's have you, Madison. Can you take it away for the New Year's Eve recap?
Yeah, just a little recap. Don't worry. We're not going to bore you with a day-by-day replay here. But just as a reminder, the four of us, FWAT crew, went down to Raleigh-Durham area for the Friction New Year's Eve party. And I forget the name of the theme, but it was some sort of elegant New Year's Eve theme.
Naughty and elegant, I think.
Maybe that was it.
Yeah.
So it's the same old Friction set up. Like, it's a hotel takeover. It wasn't anything different, but it was another hotel takeover, very nice Marriott hotel. And we were there from Monday through Wednesday. So New Year's Eve was Tuesday night. So we went the night prior. There was a meet and greet that night.
Yeah.
And then the next night was the big New Year's Eve party. Mm-hmm. So just a few little tidbits and maybe some takeaways and helpful tips in case you go to one of these in the future, too, is what we're hoping to share with you. But like we said, it's a hotel takeover. On day one of when we got there, there was still, I think, a basketball team or something.
Yes, a college basketball team.
College-age children there still in the hotel. So you had to be careful that night. You could not walk down in lingerie, blah, 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 until Tuesday, the second day we were there. There was like a specific check-in time. And then after that, everyone in the hotel was supposed to just be there for the takeover. So you're safe walking around everywhere. In the lobby, up in the hallways, in the hotel, you could be in lingerie. So just be cognizant of the times and come prepared with some vanilla clothes, too. But this North Carolina crew was very nice.
Very friendly.
I feel like everyone says Friction is so clicky, and it kind of is everywhere, but I felt very welcomed.
Yeah.
Regardless of who I was talking to, I felt like I could really talk to anybody there. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's just because they're a little more south, they're nicer. But the southern people they're a little bit nicer. But I thought they were very friendly and obviously very attractive, too.
Oh,
but just the personality side of everyone, I was blown away by. So the first night, the meet and greet was basically we're all down at the hotel lobby bar. And we were just dressed sexy. It was a normal, fun night hanging out. I don't really have any big super highlights to share from that night specifically. Yeah. We did our own thing, so I don't know if anybody listened to episode 58 prior to this, but the Going Deep segment story, the couple that I spoke about that Barry and I played with, we reconnected in a friendly way with all of them there down at the hotel. So we hung out with them. It was kind of just a nice get to know people kind of night. A few people we messaged ahead of time, and our Shivers crew was there, so it was good to just hang out, be in a sexy environment with our friends.
Yeah.
The next day, then, we toured Raleigh a little bit. We went did some bar hopping, saw that acorn that they drop and all that fun stuff. Weird New Year's Eve shit that they do down there. But then that was the big, like, sexy party night in the ballroom of the hotel. Mm-hmm. And I know I'm kind of going through this quickly, but that's kind of how the whole thing felt, to be honest. It was like a whirlwind of a thing. I don't know. I felt like it was hard to make deep connections with new people because, hey, I'm just meeting you for the first time. I'm not from your state. I don't think I'll ever see you again. I don't know. I don't just want to say, do you want to go fuck? But we didn't connect with anybody. I don't think any of the four of us connected with a new person at this event. So there's a reminder that it's okay to go to these events and not hook up with anyone but your spouse for the entire time you're there. But I don't know. Everything felt so fast. That was just a takeaway I felt. Like it was hard to really make a good connection to go run off and play with somebody.
Yeah.
But the party night, I just want to throw it out there in case you do go to one of these hotel takeovers. Bring your regular daytime clothes, bring your club event wear, dress, whatever you're going to wear, and then bring some sexy lingerie to wear after, because it seemed like when everyone left the ballroom area after the balloon drop at midnight, everyone was like changing into lingerie and they were up in the on the floors of the hotel, walking around and playing games and drinking and stuff. So thankfully I had lingerie because I thought we'd do photos, which we did. But otherwise, I don't know if I would have brought any, and I would have been like kicking myself because I wasn't prepared for that. So I don't know. Any lifestyle event, I would just say throw some sexy lingerie in your purse and have it on standby.
Never know.
That was a big takeaway for me that I guess maybe I didn't remember that transition from party to after party and that vibe. Yeah. So, and I just say before I have you share some things, one of the strangest new takeaways that I saw was someone on a bouncy ball. This is after the New Year's Eve night in the ballroom area. We all went up to the hotel floor. Most people did, to the party floor. And this girl's on a bouncy ball, but it had extensions, like you could ride it like a dildo extension on it. So she's hopping down the hallway. I'm pretty sure she had it in her.
Yeah,
good for her.
I think so.
And so she's bouncing up and down riding this thing down the hallway, and like it's just like everyone's like, oops, sorry, go ahead, like it's no big deal. I was like, what the fuck, this is amazing.
So like an exercise ball, but with did it have a handle?
Yeah, I think it had a handle. It had and the penis extension.
The penis.
And I think it had a clitoral thing. Some, there were two things sticking out.
So, yeah.
It was amazing.
It was amazing in all kinds of ways. And I don't know, for any listeners that I guess are of my age, like 40 plus, I can remember having a legit bouncy ball with a handle as a child.
Same.
And like bouncing around. Oh, mine was blue. Oh. bouncing around the backyard on this thing. It did not have a penis extension. Oh, so, you know, thank God for that, I guess. But like somehow in my head, like that made it all the more amazing to watch her use it.
Yeah.
Because I had like that was kind of in the back of my mind somehow as like a frame of reference. Clearly not the same. But yeah, there's all sorts of fun to be had. And again, really, we are mostly referencing the designated party floor, which I think at
one
this
main
hotel
floor that
was like
be
the fourth floor.
Really loud until there's a cutoff time for music, maybe 5 a.m. or 3 a.m.
Like
or
ridiculous.
Something.
Yeah.
But it was like people lining the hallway. You can go into rooms that doors are open. People decorate their rooms, have music, have drinks, some have snacks. Like it was honestly slightly overwhelming because we knew sprinkling of people. But you want to talk to them, but like you're in this crazy packed hallway and it's hard to, I don't know, maybe take it further. But
yeah, no, it was a little hard to navigate because, yeah, like there's music and like games, you know, like we were, you guys were playing Jenga and drinking games and different things. And so I don't know. I think for me personally, a little kind of like overstimulating, overwhelming because there is so much going on. And again, just, I guess the nature of our whirlwind trip that it was hard to make connections anyway. And then we're like, there's just so much going on. It's like, where do you go? Where do you focus your attention? So I don't know. I mean, something to keep in mind, you know, some of these events, these hotel takeovers are super fun, but again, it's a short amount of time, all things considered. So it can be difficult to decide maybe where you want to focus your time and energy in the time and energy that you have to give.
Yeah. And thankfully for Friction, they have a website so you can chat with people ahead of time who are going, which we did. But it's all, I'm not always super thrilled with doing that because when you meet in person, it's still the first time. And
yeah.
Do you really just want to commit all your time to that one? I don't know. It sounds shitty, but you don't know how you're going to feel in the moment when you meet people. So, but made some new friends. I don't know if we'll see them again. I mean, I'd love to go back there, but that fucking drive was way too long. But it seemed like it's an interesting lifestyle setup down there. I feel like you heard a little more from another couple that we met down there, but it doesn't seem like a lot of clubs or activity in the lifestyle down the Durham, Raleigh area.
Yeah, because I feel like it is interesting to always go check out, you know, a new city and see the sights or whatever, but also to learn a little bit more about what the lifestyle is or isn't in a new area. So yeah, we had actually chatted with a couple kind of ahead of time, like, you know, electronically or whatever. And then when we got the chance to meet in person there, you know, we were kind of asking about clubs and events or things. And it was one of those moments that made me realize maybe how much I take, you know, our beloved PGC for granted. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Because they were saying, like, they really don't have anything similar like that, you know. They happen to be listeners, so they have heard us talk about PGC all the time, and they're like, yeah, we don't have that. But what they do have, apparently, and again, I'm maybe oversimplifying here for the sake of time, but it's like this couple with a ranch house that hosts parties, and in their backyard, they have, like, the pre-built sheds that you buy at, you know, Lowe's and Home Depot, and, like, those are the playrooms.
Isn't that so clever? I think it's interesting.
I mean, it is. Yeah, good for them. But it's just like, yeah, right smack in the middle of, like, just a neighborhood. So I'm not really sure what the privacy situation is. And, like, yeah, definitely not, like, your sort of traditional definition of a lifestyle club. Mm-mm. But kind of that's what they have. So, yeah, it's always interesting to me to hear how different that kind of that scene can be from one city to another. So yeah, just sort of a quick example of that. But but we had a good time. Yeah, definitely a little bit of a long drive. We hit traffic and stuff too, but Gary had games for us.
I was just going to say, Barry and I did the driving, but Gary had games. We had snacks and I think we made the most of it. We had a good time.
So.
Yeah. It was a good adventure and highly recommend any of the Friction parties or if you want to travel.
Yeah.
It's the same setup everywhere for the most part. So you'll know what you're getting into. I'd say give it a shot. We had a great time.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I know you guys have some travel plans going up if you would like to remind the people where to go.
Sure. So for this year so far, we are booked for Desire RM over Easter weekend. So that's whatever, April. It's Good Friday to later the next week. The dates are on our website. Sorry, you can check that out. If you're going to be there, let us know. But the other event that Gary and I are signed up for is the Libertine event, Garden of Hedon in Miami, Florida in May. So that'll be kind of a long weekend, May 16th to 19th. We will be there with Kate from the Wanderlust Swingers. She is kind of organizing everything. Very excited. This will be our first event with her and that group. Again, link is on our website, or you can visit libertineevents.com for more information about all her events. So stay tuned because there will be more to say about that down the road.
Yes. Barry and I have things coming up, but they are vanilla, so I'm not sharing those details, but we won't be able to make that event with you. So I hope some other listeners and awesome people can meet you there and mingle and you have a great time.
Yeah. We'll let you know.
So let's take a quick break here from one of our partners and we'll be back for Life in the Lifestyle.
Yeah.
We're excited to be partnering with Shivers and Love Your Alternative Wellness for Women to offer our listeners exposure to hemp-based gummies for all of your daily and sexual needs. Shivers offers a female and male line of THC-derived gummies to help increase your sensuality, euphoria, and sensitivity at playtime. Shivers also has a women-focused, women-derived line of gummies called Love Your Alternative Wellness. These gummies include Hustle to help increase energy and focus without all of those jittery effects, Slumber to help you obtain fulfilling beauty rest, and libido, which are their sexual goddess gummies to help boost your sexuality, increase sensation, and intensify your climax during play. Libido has minimal amounts of hemp-derived THC and CBD, so it's a great option for those who are sensitive to THC, as three of the libido gummies would actually equal one of the female Shivers gummies. Visit shivers.store to make your purchase and enter code FWAT for 10% off your order. Link in show notes and on our website. All right, so life and the lifestyle. As I said earlier, this episode we're going to focus on what we think or how we think the lifestyle can keep you healthy. How being in this sexy atmosphere can keep you healthy. And it seems pretty obvious, but hopefully we can share some new things or maybe enlighten you some with some new ideas on the topic. So, Kenzie, you put a little poll out on our social media accounts and I think basically asked people like what about the lifestyle keeps them healthier. All right, just share what how did you word the poll and what were some of the responses we got?
Sure, Madison. So I'm looking at what I put on X first. And my question, the way I worded it, what do you consider to be the greatest health benefit of being in the lifestyle? And you know, there's only so many options you can give. So the choices were motivation to go to the gym, motivation to eat well, effect on mental health, other, leave a comment. So we got 107 votes. So thank you to those 107 people that answered. Appreciate that very much. The, I guess, winner coming in at 44% was motivation to go to the gym. But pretty closely at number two, 40% of the vote said effect on mental health.
Interesting. Actually.
Maybe. Motivation to eat well came in at 12%, and then other came in at 4%.
Did anyone give other examples?
So we got quite a few. There was a couple comments essentially getting at the idea of being able to be yourself when you are around lifestyle friends. So I think just sort of like an authenticity, like being genuine sort of effect. A couple people sort of mentioned that. I think a couple people had maybe a tough time really narrowing it down to just one thing.
Which is fair.
Yeah, I agree. Because, for example, one friend selected mental health as that has been the biggest impact. However, since joining the lifestyle, I prefer to look like a snack instead of having a snack. So I thought that was cute.
Ooh, I like that.
And then a couple people, you know, like it's a little bit of everything, but the community was one other answer. Appreciate that. And I maybe kind of related, somebody else shared social health. I get to be my full self.
Wow. So that's interesting. I didn't even think of that.
I know.
I like that.
So that was the X results.
This is why we appreciate people interacting with us for these questions. I feel like people share so many new ideas I haven't even thought of.
Yeah.
So thank you.
And honestly, like I would say the breakdown of responses was pretty similar on Instagram as it was on X. But we also got a couple comments like more exposure to sexual wellness and health, which I think is important.
Yep.
Allow you the opportunity of extending your life. I think taking care of yourself physically shows those you love that you want to stick around and enjoy their company longer. I thought that was a good perspective.
I like that comment.
Again, another kind of like, well, really all of the above, but it also forces me to go to the doctor to get checkups and testing done regularly. Mm-hmm. Appreciate that. Let me see if there's anything else I'm missing. Keeps us young and playful. I think there was maybe a couple responses like that. So anyway, I hope that gives at least a good summary of the different responses that we got. And again, certainly if you took the time to answer, we'd so much appreciate you for chiming in and letting us know your thoughts on this topic.
I feel like ultimately it goes down to either the physical or mental health side of things, but I love how people sprinkled it about with all these other topics.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Definitely.
So I guess we'll share our takeaway from that and maybe feed off of some of these ideas, but I feel like one of the biggies across the board is the fitness part of things.
Yeah.
Being in the lifestyle.
Yeah.
for the most part, I think, once people or gives people the motivation to stay active physically, going to the gym, wanting to look good naked, mm-hmm. whether you're in the lifestyle at home all the time or you only do it on vacation, I think, well, especially then, you really are focusing on your fitness to look good.
Yeah.
In very little clothing or any at all.
Yeah.
But I feel like if you're going to be naked around new people or a lot more people than vanilla folk are, mm-hmm. certainly that would encourage you to have the desire to exercise more. Maybe not even just cardio, but weightlifting is a mm-hmm. huge freaking part of that. It's not all just doing cardio and running all the time. I yeah. feel like if you're weightlifting that, I don't know, I feel like those people look a little sexier too. So Barry and I know you guys also try to do the same thing. And like I said, if you're only doing the lifestyle on vacations, which I know a lot of people do, because, yeah. well, as we alluded to earlier, like you might not have that great lifestyle set up in your area. So you might only rely on it on vacation at Secrets, at Desire, at Temptation, wherever mm-hmm. you may go. A lot of people want to impress others in their bathing suit. So yeah, that means you're going to try to go to the gym and make your body look good because yeah. unfortunately or fortunately, I don't know. What people see right off the bat is typically what they base their attraction off of.
Yeah.
Pros and cons to that. No. But I mean, mm-hmm. that's the first thing you see. So yeah, you want to make your physical appearance look good.
Yeah.
That drives me personally. I'm not a gym freak, but I focus on physical fitness because I want to look good, not only for my partner, but I want other people to want us. So we prioritize going to the gym together.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And I don't know, again, it's like for better or worse, I feel like on various lifestyle sites or like, you know, even some of the dating app that are maybe focused, you know, on the lifestyle or I don't know, like include the lifestyle, you see a lot of people asking or desiring height, weight proportional, HWP
yes.
couples.
Well, that's great, but if yeah. you're going to push that on other people, you should also respect that and not be hypocritical.
Yeah.
Sorry, side note.
There's that. Yeah. So again, just again, something you're going to maybe encounter in all of this. And I think I could maybe add for Gary, I know feels this way, and I certainly don't want to speak for Barry, but maybe he's in a similar situation. I think Gary credits a lot of his lifestyle sexual prowess and success to his fitness. Like the more that you are active, you know, like you have maybe better blood flow. And when you're in those situations, blood is flowing where it needs to go to have a good experience. So that can be part of the equation as well.
And I know that's not always the case though, because I know a lot of very physically active, fit people have to take, like males, have to take testosterone and all these other things to help them with that drive or with the blood flow to those areas and whatnot. So it is a big part of it.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying that's not, it's not like if you just start going to the gym.
Right. It's going to solve all your, No, but exactly.
It is a big part of it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think whatever it is, I think that for me, the key to fitness is find something that you enjoy. Like whatever it is, I don't think we want to sit here and say like you have to go run marathons and lift heavy and like be a gym rat. Like there's plenty of fitness options. I think it's just a matter of like moving your body is so important and finding a way that you enjoy moving your body is the key because like you can't force it. If you hate running and tell yourself like I'm going to go run every day, like it's not going to work. So just finding whatever it is, if it is running, if it is lifting weights, if it's
pole dancing, pole
bar, Pilates, yoga, yada, yada, yada. Like
it all kind of ties into your mental health, too.
All of it.
Like if you enjoy what you're doing, I think.
Exactly.
Which is another part of this.
Yeah. So I don't want it to sound like we're just saying like cardio and weights makes you sexy. Like whatever you enjoy doing, I think is going to help you stick with it and lead to greater success. So find your fun. But let's be real. It's not always fun. You're not going to love every workout that you do. So whatever it is, Madison, just put you on the spot here. Mm. Like whatever, you're in the middle of like some hard workout, whatever it is for you. What keeps you going? Or do you ever stop and think like, all right, I got to do this workout because I'm going to be naked on a beach in a minute? Or like, like ever cross your mind when you are maybe like getting your butt out of bed to go to the gym in the first place? Or, you know, those kinds of things like, Does that ever kind of factor in for you?
First of all, I don't really get up early to exercise. I do it later. But 50-50, 50% of the time I'm like, yeah, I should keep doing this because, well, number one, Barry would probably divorce me if I didn't do any of this. And he's very focused on physical fitness. Wow. He's rolling his eyes. But no, he's very into that and appreciates people who do that. So yes, I kind of think about that. And if we have a trip coming up, of course, it's on my mind. Yeah. But for the most part, no, I don't base my workouts off of being in the lifestyle.
Yeah.
It's not my main focus. But one time, way, way back, I shared a story with a single male we had over our house. Named, I called him Blaze for these stories. Mm-hmm. And so it was just Barry, me, and him. And before he came over, I texted you. I remember that day. I was out in our gym at Barry and I at our home. Mm-hmm. And I was hula hooping because I'm like, I'm going to be in a bathing suit. We invited him to go in our pool. I got to hula hoop and get my abs because I was like so nervous that I hyper focused and hula hooped for like 5 or 10 minutes because I thought that was going to make me have abs for the day. And like, yeah, I just did that to look good in the moment. So mm-hmm. Yes, sometimes it's random as fuck. Yeah. But other times right before a trip, I'm doing squats out the wazoo. I'm doing deadlifts to make my ass look good naked because I know people are going to see it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Monday through Friday normally.
Right.
Fuck no, I'm doing this for me because it makes me feel good.
Yeah.
But
as I think it should be.
Really, it should be how you feel.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But yeah, sometimes there's maybe a little extra. Because, yeah, I would say definitely when we get closer to vacation time,
I think then,
yeah, it might be a little extra motivation. But, yeah, like you said, you know, for the most part, you know, day in and day out, it's more of like a me thing than like a lifestyle thing. So I appreciate that.
Yeah. And as they always say, you can't out-train a bad diet.
Oh, abs are made in the kitchen.
Whatever. As we had garlic bread and pasta tonight, but and Fireball.
Whatever.
But honestly, I feel like nutrition in the lifestyle, like I feel like my nutrition is actually slightly better being in the lifestyle. Maybe not. Maybe it's just a coincidence because I'm in the lifestyle and I'm trying to eat better. But I've also heard, and I do agree, I feel like your nether regions can taste better. Your juices might taste better if you eat a cleaner diet that is not 100% fatty fast food all the time. And I do agree. Because I've swallowed a lot of berries cum, and I will tell you if there's times where I swallow it and I'm like, oh, no, that's fine. Or other times I'm like, yeah, it's a little not bad, but different. Mm-hmm. And I seriously think diet plays a role. That sounds so stupid, but
no, because I really,
for females.
I really thought that first sentence was just going to be, I've swallowed a lot of cum.
I just wanted to say that right now. I didn't know when to say it, but yeah, I just swallowed a lot of cum.
Just as a life lesson, let me tell you. No, and I mean, but it is different, like, from one guy to another, I mean, I could say the same of Gary, that, like, whatever, one blowjob to another, there can be some nuances.
Not in a seriously significantly bad way.
No, yeah.
But I assume if it was a shitty diet all the time, I don't know, maybe I wouldn't want to swallow it all the time or whatever. Yeah. But anyway, typically, Barry and I, speaking for us, we tend to try to eat cleaner prior to a vacation or a lifestyle event.
Yeah.
We're not those drastic fasting dieters. Like, we don't believe in the super quick fix type of shit. Yeah. But I think in general, we try to eat clean across the board and not overdo it except for a weekend when we're recording a podcast.
Well, then fuck it.
But it's good to feel good most of the time so that you can go out on a whim or meet people on a whim and not have to worry about, shit, I didn't eat good all week. Oh my God, I don't want to go out because I don't feel confident.
Yeah.
Again, it all fucking goes back to the mental health and how you see yourself. But yeah. I don't know. It's a lot to take in there. Do you feel like nutrition on your part is better, worse, the same as it would be if you weren't in the lifestyle? Mm-hmm. Or is it important to you? Or you don't really care?
Well, it's not that I don't care. I'm just not very good at discipline.
Well, I'm not. Yeah, we're not fucking perfect here. God.
No, I could definitely do much better than I do.
Yeah.
I will say that. Gary and I just like enjoy our cocktails and like
As do we. You're very well balanced.
A little like, treat here and there. And
yeah. But you're not one extreme or the other. But
yeah, I mean, we're not eating Big Macs every day all day either. But There's some room for improvement, but yes, I feel like it is definitely a factor.
It's not your most important thing for the lifestyle.
Yeah. Yep, and fair. I mean, I think we get a little more serious as we do get closer to something like a desire trip. Mm-hmm. Other times of year, I think maybe we're a little more lax.
You just are who you are, and people should appreciate you as you are.
Yeah, like, right? Exactly. Like, I kind of am who I am at this point, you know, maybe with a few changes here and there, but this is what you get or not. And that's fine if you don't want it. Like, that's okay too.
So, but beyond the fitness and nutrition, yes. I feel like I've alluded to the fact that mental health kind of, or emotional stuff, whatever, it all trickles into this. Mm-hmm. And I feel like there are a lot of pros and cons to being the lifestyle mentally.
Yeah.
Maybe I was cynical when I wrote these show notes. I was. But my first point was that sometimes the lifestyle makes me feel way less confident.
Yeah.
More insecure. And just more fucking drain from always trying to please others. Because that's just what I do. But yes, on the positive side, I promise, other times I feel like it's nice to hear that people actually find me attractive and appealing and want to have sex with me or even be my friend. It's nice to hear that sometimes. Yeah. So yeah, there's the pros and cons. But so other times I'm just comparing myself or comparing in the play moment. Like, oh, well, I don't do that good enough, or I don't make that person enjoy it as much. What's wrong with me? Or I don't look this good in my dress, or I can't dance in these shoes. Like, la, 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 la. Okay. Pretty negative. Sorry. But
yeah,
I don't know. That's why I said there's pros and cons. But I know a lot of people have improved confidence doing this because they can just be themselves and be sexy and free.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You're probably a lot more positive, so go ahead.
No, because I see both sides of this coin, and I can imagine a lot of listeners who only know us through our social media that are probably having a really hard time comprehending what you just said. You know what I mean? Because we do, like, just probably like every fucking buddy else, like, we put out the photos that we want to put out.
Well, the best photos,
yeah.
That we want, yeah.
And so I feel like people are probably going to listen to us and be like, what the fuck are these bitches talking about that they don't feel confident? Like, they're so sexy and amazing and their photos are great. And
that's the draining part of it,
too. I hope you think that, kind of. But, like, yeah. So, I mean, I do. I get both sides of the coin. And I think it is a little bit of, I guess, give and take. Mm-hmm. Because, yeah. I agree, Madison. Like, I have those nights where I go out. Specifically, I'm thinking of, I don't know, we were all at PGC and our friends were in from out of town. And, like, I was in a funk and, like, I packed three different outfits and I fucking hated all of them and I was pissed and I just, like, did not feel it. And then there's other nights you go out and just whatever, the fucking stars align.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, ah, goddamn, I'm hot. Look at me, bitches. Yeah. And like, I don't know. Like, it just, there's fucking those ups and downs and ebbs and flows. At least, again, from a female perspective, I'm not trying to speak for all lifestyle humans. Just my own lens here. So yes, I mean, in mental health, I think, is a, I mean, I guess they all are, but maybe this is an easier one to provide examples for, that there is kind of like that two sides of the coin where, yeah, I feel like some nights, like when you're just fucking feeling it, that's like a great kind of like ego boost. Or, yeah, like you get those compliments or like, you know, yeah, people do want to be your friend and have sex with you. And it's like, yes, I'm nailing it.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, at the same time, just to be completely honest about it, you have the nights where you aren't feeling that and you think, what's wrong with me? Why can't I do this? Why aren't I this, that, the other thing? And in the end, it's all bullshit, but it doesn't negate the fact that those are the thoughts in our head.
Yeah.
So let's just be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the shit of it.
And maybe to wrap things up, unless we have other ideas, I will not turn it down. But the whole STI, STD testing, that side of things, safe health benefits. I mean, heck, I never would have heard of Shameless, one of our partners, without being in the lifestyle. So. Right. Again, we're partnered with them for STI testing.
Exactly.
In case you haven't heard, check our website. But Shameless Care, like, because of them, I've been tested more than I think I probably ever would have been for STDs or STIs than if I wasn't in lifestyle. I guess, no, if I wasn't in the lifestyle, I wouldn't go to my gynecologist and ask for an STD panel.
Yeah.
Why would I? I'm with the same person who's hopefully faithful to me. But yeah. Because I'm with other people, I'm checking that more. I mean, I don't think I make extra doctor's appointments in general.
Yeah.
To check things just because of the lifestyle, besides gynecological health. But I mean, I don't know, maybe I think of it a little bit more being in the lifestyle because I want to be clean and look good and obviously be physically safe.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Do you make any other health decisions because you're in the lifestyle? Am I missing something that you do?
No, not necessarily. But I guess like maybe not necessarily like subconsciously, but just more so as like a byproduct, I guess. Like, yeah, like I definitely want to make sure that I'm hitting those like 6 month dentist appointments. Like I want my fucking shit to be in order and like good.
But do or, you think like, just because you're in the lifestyle? Like, no, would you not that anyway?
Yeah, I would. I don't
but
know.
You care more.
Yeah, I think it's just like, yeah, caring a little bit more or like I'm going to make sure. Yeah, I mean, it's not specifically lifestyle, but yeah, like I want to make sure I'm at the dermatologist getting my shit checked out and like just making
you
make. Well, I got a lot of freckles. I got to be on that shit. Again, I don't think it's like the only reason, but it's like another layer of like, yeah, I really need to like get this appointment done because just general overall health. Like I want to make sure my shit's in order. Yeah, like, yes, I think like. For you and I, that gynecological. I can't even say it now.
Just say this.
My gyno. I need my gyno to make sure my shits, my lady bits are in order. That.
Priority number one.
Yes. But it kind of like trickles out to all the other health areas. Like, not that I wouldn't be taking care of that shit anyway. But I don't know. Somehow it's just like a little layer of like, yes, get your shit checked out.
And before we wrap this up, I just want to share these lovely notes here because why not? They're from Gary because they're in his color font in our show notes here. But he said how sex and dancing obviously burns calories, which goes back to the whole fitness side of the lifestyle.
Yeah.
And apparently dancing burns 10 calories a minute if you do it right. And The Wobble, your favorite song, is 5 minutes and 22 seconds long. So that's like 50 calories or something just for that.
Just for The Wobble. Sweet God. That's like, is that even one shot of Fireball? Probably not.
It's fine.
Half a shot of Fireball for The Wobble.
See how good this is for you? Come on, folks. Get out there and dance.
Shake your ass a little. It's nothing wrong with that.
Don't even wobble. Just get out there and move and feel good. You'll feel good mentally and physically. And that's why we love the lifestyle. Yeah. Makes us feel good, ultimately.
Yeah. Yes. And we've talked before about some of, I guess, more of the drawbacks of the lifestyle. So this was an attempt to talk about the good stuff.
We're positive folks here.
Yeah, of course. We want to give you a balanced evaluation here.
Yes.
So new year, new us, not really. Same us.
Same old shit.
New year, same fwat. But we hope that this gives you some things to think about. In the ways that the lifestyle can kind of enhance, maybe, or, you know, help you stay on a healthier path.
Besides just the benefits of fucking other people and finding friends.
I mean, yeah, that's fun,
maybe
too.
Maybe you can find some benefits for yourself. Make those New Year's resolutions last, people. Power to you.
Mic drop. We're going to have a shot and a break, and we're going to be back, and I'm going to try to be sexy.
You're going
to
share a sexy going deep story with three females and a male.
Yeah.
Friends with a Twist, this is Robert from Shameless Care, and today I want to let you know that after STI testing people for 3 years, the things that people test positive for the most often are Mycoplasma genitalium, Trichomonas, and oral gonorrhea, three things that very, very few physicians test people for, even when you walk into their office and say, guys, I'm non-monogamous, test me for everything. Look, we would love to take care of you over at shamelesscare.com. We are a telemedicine company specifically for the lifestyle, and we STI test for 13 different sexually transmitted infections. That is right, 13. So if you want a complete picture of your sexual health to protect yourself, your friends, and your partner, we'd love to have you over at shamelesscare.com. That is shamelesscare.com/FWAT for Friends with a Twist.
All right, back for going deep. And I am so excited to hear this story, Kenzie. I know this female couple. They're beautiful, fun, friendly, amazing to talk to. They're a blast in a glass. I stole that from Jersey Shore, that quote. But they're an amazing couple, and I'm excited to hear your sexy story. So please share the deets.
Okay. So today's episode includes a story about Rain and Mona, who I have talked about before on the podcast if you are a longtime listener. They are a female couple that Gary and I met at PGC one night on a whim. In the universe of possibilities, I really don't think there was any other way we would have met. So thankfully, we were all at PGC at one night. So if you need a reason to get out and go try something new, let this be it. You never know who you're going to meet.
True.
Very true. On this particular evening, I think what was kind of like added an element of fun, at least for me, probably I think for Gary, if I can speak for him, it was a whim. We had a free night. Gary suggested that we go check out a strip club. I've been taking these fucking pole classes, and he's like, let's go to a strip club, see what you think. As if I was going to fucking judge the Olympics or something. I don't know. But I was like, yeah, that sounds fun. We haven't done that in a long time.
Like to a brand new strip club or one you've been to?
No, a brand new.
Okay.
So I don't know. I guess we are a little fussy in our old age about what strip clubs we want to go to. So yeah, so we're going to go to a new one. And I was chatting, I think, with Rain anyway. And then I was like, hey, we're going to go do this tonight. I don't think it's like that terribly far from you guys. Any interest? Are you free? Yes, they happen to be free. Sure. Aww. Why the fuck not? So I think for me, that was an element or like a layer or variable of fun that it was just like spur of the moment. Certainly having plans to look forward to is fun as well. But something about just like fucking like easy breezy cover girl, we were just like, oh, let's go. It's fine. So that was fun. So we decided to meet up for like a drink and, you know, dinner kind of snack thing ahead of time. And we met at this place that was totally fine, except like their heat wasn't working. They had like some space heaters going. It just added to like the randomness the of memories. The evening. Yeah, exactly. It was one of those. So whatever. Like food was actually good, you know, like, but just kind of a little weird. Grab a bite to eat, head over to the strip club. As it turns out, none of the four of us had ever been there before. So again, just like another little layer of like, we're going on an adventure. Like, let's see what this is about. So we go. I think it was like a $10 cover per person, which I know how fucking like snobby this sounds, but I've been to a lot of strip clubs where they don't charge women to get in.
Mm-hmm.
This place was equal opportunity. Ugh, all fucking four of
what
us.
What is this, 2020s?
I don't know, Jesus. But fucking we got in. So really actually nice place, I thought. Like, everything seemed pretty clean, decent, nice.
Good start.
Yeah, I mean, cleanliness, yay. I used the restroom there, and I did not have to share my restroom with the dancers, which was unique. Wow. Because I feel like a strip club I've been to, the gen pop, like, you're using the same bathroom as the workers.
Was it BYOB?
No.
No.
You had
bar.
To buy their B.
Okay.
No, you had to buy their A. Sorry, wrong letter.
Oh,
buy their alcohol.
Wow, I'm just like ass thinking all these dirty things.
Well, that too. I don't know. You have to buy everything there. So anyway, fine. So like, we get some drinks. We got a little table, like not right next to the stage, because like,
smart.
Again, we've never been there. Like, we weren't really sure what the vibe was, and you know, we weren't trying to spend our life savings, but whatever. So. Generally just a fun evening. I think we all really enjoyed it. high caliber of ladies dancing. The whole thing, I think, that prompted this is Gary, I think, was curious to see maybe like my opinion. Not that I'm the fucking expert, but like now that I've like taken a class or two. And I will say I was surprised that there was not as much actual like pole dancing as I would have expected.
Different than stripping.
Right.
Yeah.
Again, there's a distinction. There's different things happening here. but I will say the couple ladies that did do pole tricks, mm-hmm. in my humble, uninformed opinion, they did very well. They executed well what they did. And there was a couple girls that were like fucking incredibly bendy.
It's fun like, to watch, yeah.
Levels of bendy that I will never achieve. So just like that was fun. A side note, quick. Single guys, if you are listening, fucking step it up. I can't tell you the number of guys that were there in fucking sweatpants.
It's always like that. I know.
What the fuck are you doing?
Lazy.
Get your shit together and look nice. Like, this should be like a first date outfit situation. No, you're probably not going home with the stripper, but like, fucking step it the fuck up. What is happening? No, do not wear your sweatpants. I'm sorry. And, on my high horse, when the fuck did it become acceptable to crumple up your dollar bill and peg it at the dancer?
Never.
I think that is so fucking rude.
They were just throwing it?
Yes.
On stage?
Yes.
Yeah, like, that's just lazy.
What the fuck is that about? I was not impressed.
They are working. Like, be respectful. That's
I was really rude. Close to, like, smacking a couple guys upside the I back of the head. And I don't know if anybody would have... Gary would have finally, eventually helped me out, but... I just thought that was so rude.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Maybe it's just my opinion, but if you are listening and you're a single guy going to strip clubs, do not wad up your dollar bill and peg it at your dancer's vagina. Fuck that.
Ugh.
Okay.
Tangent over.
Okay. So, great time. Good strip club. Yay.
Cool.
As I learned later, after the fact, Rain and I were kind of on one side of the table chatting, and Mona and Gary were on the other side of the table chatting. And as I, again, learned later, Mona said to Gary, like, what's next? And Gary said, I don't know, or something equivalent. And she's like, well, like, you always should have a plan B, like, I'm all horny now, like watching these girls dance. Like, what are we doing? Where are we going? What are we doing? So Gary, in his industriousness, whips out his phone, pulls up some like hotel listings, and finds us a room. So off we go to the hotel motel Holiday Inn, which was not really part of the plan necessarily. It was just like, hey, we're gonna go to a strip club, do you want to join us, with really no specifications.
Well, I mean, come on.
But okay.
There's fair obviously enough. Undertones,
yeah. so we find a nearby hotel room with availability, so we go, we have some water, we get to the room, and it's like game the fuck on. Yeah, so kind of a normal hotel room, you know, two beds, bathroom, whatever. There was a TV. I don't know. Somebody had music on.
Was
it's fine.
There?
Okay, I don't who know. Cares? I don't know. There was no, yeah, whatever. And so Gary and Mona pair off. Rain and I are together. So kind of like on separate beds. So obviously we can see each other. We can hear what's going on. We're all connected in that way. So Gary and Mona start, you know, like kissing, making out a little bit. She's rubbing his cock like over his pants at this point. You know, we're just like getting this party started. But as luck would have it, he lost his pants pretty quick. And Mona started sucking his cock. So they shifted, like they're on the bed. Gary's going down on Mona. So they kind of are playing that out for a minute. Before they sort of join Rain and I on the other bed. So, as this all transpires, Both Rain and Mona took turns riding our boy Gary over here.
Oh.
So.
Not you.
No, actually, I do not ride Gary in this story.
just clarifying. Go on.
So at one point, I was sitting on Rain's face while Mona went down on Rain and Gary was fucking Mona doggy style.
Mm-hmm.
So there's all that sort of transpiring. Another memorable event from this evening. I had my first, I feel, true experience scissoring with Rain.
Ooh.
So that was enjoyable because I am like a total clit slut anyway. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like that's where I really get my kind of stimulation and enjoyment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely like a clit orgasm versus like a vaginal orgasm. Mm-hmm. So that was very enjoyable to really just have like the opportunity and I don't know, freedom to really like start to figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a new.
It was no toys. It was just.
No, just. Yeah. Clit
that's
on
the
clit.
Best. Pressure.
Just, yes.
Mm, I know.
Give it to me.
What made it so successful? Mm. Give me your exact position.
So Rain was more so like not fully on her back, but like.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, a shoulder blade
were
on the
more
bed.
Like on your knees straddling her? Or did you.
I was like more like up on an elbow, like on my side.
Oh, okay.
If that makes any sense.
But you like your heads are away
yeah.
from each other. Yes.
Yeah. But the like the vaginal areas, that's not a word.
Vaginal
were interlocked. But yeah.
Yeah, I know how that part works.
I was like, I don't know. I feel like I was like
I
more on top ish.
Okay.
Because again, like, I mean, she wasn't like fully on her back, but like more of like a shoulder on the bed.
And you just like, you get a rhythm and you grind.
Yeah.
And how did you get into this? Was she like, did she just like push you down and get you into this? Or she's like, do you want a scissor? Or like,
it was
more
of a like,
was it just natural?
Let's scissor.
Oh, okay.
And I was like,
straightforward.
Okay. Yes. Nice. And then like, we locked in and rode it to the sun.
It's a good grind with a female is fucking hot. I know.
Yeah, no, it was pretty good. And I mean, yeah, like I feel like maybe I have room for improvement, but like it was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So I want more of that.
Yeah.
Please. Yes. Thank you, sir. Okay. So that was all.
Yeah. It's not always just like finger banging, put it in me real fast. Like that whole grinding mm-hmm. motion is fucking phenomenal. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, I enjoy that.
Love it.
And I guess at this point in the story, I could also insert that there were some shivers involved in this evening. So,
not surprised. Just you? Or
no,
them too?
No. I shared my stash.
I was gonna say, I know you love it. You've shared it. Past experiences with them.
I mean, I always offer. I don't I don't force, mm-hmm. but I always offer.
So everyone was on shivers.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, they were.
Well, maybe that makes a difference. See, that's good to know.
Worth a try. So, yes. Yeah, so there was scissoring. So that was like a big, that was kind of a big deal for me because it was a bit of a first. And then Rain in all her dominance told me to sit on her face. And if you've listened to me before, this has been a point of like, I don't really know what the fuck I'm doing. But there
You're
I went.
Sitting.
On her face.
Yes.
About to suffocate this poor woman to death.
You should.
And there I was.
No. Yeah.
But it was amazing.
To a limit.
Yeah. So, I mean, I was trying to, like, I make sure she was still breathing. but no, like, yeah, I got up all in there. Like,
mm-hmm.
And then it's kind of funny, haha, if you will. One of our listeners sent us, like, an Instagram thing not that long ago about, like, well... But when you say sit on my face, what do you mean? Do you mean sit or hover? And then it was like this whole diatribe of like, fucking get your shit in my face. Sit the fuck down.
Yeah. Sit on my face means grind
sit,
it in.
Yeah. Like yeah, get the fuck in there. So in case there was any remaining questions.
There's no hovering.
So like I kind of did. And again, maybe it was the shivers. Maybe it was the environment. Whatever. Like we were just, everybody was ready to fucking go.
Well,
so like there I was suffocating Rain with my vagina. She seemed okay. Like, everything was good. Everybody's alive. But that was fucking awesome. So check that off the box now, too, because that was amazing. But I will say, probably, like, my favorite moment of this whole play session. So we all are piled onto one bed at this point. Kind of like this is towards the end of, I guess, the whole play session. Gary is laying on the bed on his back. Rain and Mona are on either side of him, and I'm giving him a blowjob. So, like, Rain and Mona are just kind of relaxing a little bit, you know, but, like, lightly touching Gary and, like, you know, maybe, like, kissing a little bit, that kind of thing. Like, pretty chill at this point. And I'm, like, going down on Gary. Like, my life depends upon it. Like, I don't know. I'm still on my shivers, face riding, grinding, scissoring high. And everybody else was kind of winding down, so I, like, had to read the room. But I made a joke about Gary living his best life, that he's got, like, this whole fucking harem of ladies just, like, touching and caressing and whatever on him. So that was kind of a fun moment. And as we talked to Rain and Mona about it later, it turned out that was kind of everybody's favorite moment of the night, which I thought was funny because it was so Gary-centric. But we all really just enjoyed that. So that was kind of a fun moment. All of this to say, I think a change of scenery was fun. We were just in this random hotel room. It kind of mixed it up a little bit instead of just like being at somebody's house. Also, again, I think I've probably said this before, but the idea of like a repeat play session with good friends can be a little bit more relaxed sometimes. Maybe not as much pressure, but it can still turn out to be super hot and sexy, even if it's just not like that immediate attraction, like one night stand kind of thing. So a fun time with Brianna and Mona. So thank you both for that evening. Yeah, definitely checking out some strippers can kind of spice things up. And we had a good time. Woo!
That's awesome. You guys had that fun night out. That was a super sexy story. It's nice you have the good friends that you can always just rely on to hang out with and have those sexy moments. Yeah, I think that's the big part of the lifestyle, finding those good friends. So I'm happy for you guys. That's awesome.
Thanks. It was fun.
And I guess that'll wrap it up for episode 59. Yeah, let's just tie it in a bow and call it the end. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for joining us for this episode. And again, just a reminder, we'd love to hear from you. If you have any feedback, any questions, feel free to connect with us on X and Instagram at FWAT_podcast or email us at friendswithatwist@yahoo.com. And please feel free to leave us a review if you can figure out how to do so wherever you listen to this podcast. I know it's a little confusing, but well, I guess until next time, friends, get out there and find your twist.
Oh, yeah.